I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Authorities are closing a section of the Arkansas River below the dam at Lake Pueblo State Park to inner tubes and non-whitewater boats. 91.5 KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The full restrictions are in effect from Lake Pueblo to the Otero County line and combines safety efforts from the state's Parks Department and the Pueblo Police Department and Sheriff's Office. The move comes after snowpack in the basin reached extremely high levels this season and is now melting. That's creating dangerous high and fast-flowing waters. The agencies say whitewater canoes and kayaks are still allowed till Highway 227. Swimming is not allowed, even with a life jacket. The restrictions are until further notice, and all three agencies will continue to monitor conditions. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
A 42-year-old Texas man on a rafting excursion with a large group of Boy Scouts has died in a rafting accident in southern Colorado. The Fremont County Sheriff says a raft flipped and tossed several people into the Arkansas River west of Canyon City on Monday afternoon. Samir Prasla, the father of one of the Scouts, was pulled from the river and died at the scene. The Austin man was wearing a life jacket and a helmet when he fell into the water. Colorado has surpassed $1 billion in marijuana revenue to date since adult-use marijuana sales began in 2014. That's according to the Colorado Department of Revenue's monthly report released today. To date, marijuana tax, license, and fee revenue has reached just over $1 billion. Marijuana sales exceeded over $6.5 billion. Currently, Colorado has over 2,900 licensed marijuana businesses and over 41,000 individuals who are licensed to work in the industry. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.